From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, March 1st. Coming up, anyone who lacks health insurance has until mid-May to sign up for options offered through the Affordable Care Act. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman talks with someone who can help you through the process in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The number of Illinoisans hospitalized with COVID-19 has fallen to a level not seen since nearly the beginning of the pandemic. Hannah Meisel has more.
On Sunday, the Illinois Department of Public Health reported 1,265 people were hospitalized with COVID infections, the lowest number since the state began reporting hospitalizations in early April. Governor J.B. Pritzker on Friday said with federal approval of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, Illinois expects to receive approximately 100,000 doses per day by mid-March. Pritzker made that prediction while announcing the state's 16th mass vaccination site at Chicago's United Center, slated to open on March 10th.
Things are getting better. Someday, not too far from now, we'll be at the United Center, not for a life-saving shot, but for a game-winning shot.
A year ago this week, Illinois reported its fourth, fifth, and sixth confirmed COVID cases. I'm Hannah Meisel.
United Way officials say the number of Illinois residents seeking information about food, shelter, health care, and jobs has been rising steadily during the pandemic. The calls come in via 211, a free service that provides callers with social service referrals 24 hours a day. Officials say they're receiving more questions about housing and shelter than any other topic, and they say these two topics make up more than a third of total calls. John Kelker, president of the United Way of Central Illinois, says residents are under significant financial strain due to the pandemic.
We're certainly seeing the impact that COVID-19 has had on the economy and the number of people either losing their jobs or significantly having reduced work hours. I think people are seriously starting to scramble.
Since the pandemic began, Kelker says 211 has started answering questions about vaccines as well, a topic that the service has not dealt with before. Central Illinois residents now need to include the area code every time they make a local call. Area code 447 has just been added to the Champaign-Springfield region because 217 numbers are running low. That means area residents will need to dial all 10 digits of a phone number rather than just 7. The change took place on Saturday. George Light with the Illinois Commerce Commission says no existing phone numbers will change, but new phone numbers could use the new area code.
217 is at the point of running out of prefixes. And when the last one is assigned, the area code is deemed to be exhausted, so a new one has to come in for future growth needs across the region.
Light says the commission decided in 2006 to create the additional area code. Since then, his department has been working to raise awareness of the change, so he expects no issues with the rollout. Illinois public health officials report that residents have received more than 2.7 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine as of Sunday. The seven-day rolling average for vaccine doses per day in the state has increased to more than 79,000. That's up from less than 53,000 one week ago. More than 800,000 Illinoisans are fully vaccinated, about 6.4% of the state's population. Champaign County health officials say more than 28% of county residents aged 16 and older have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and more than 15% have been fully vaccinated. About 9% were fully vaccinated one week ago. Still to come, people who lack health insurance have the option to sign up for a marketplace plan at healthcare.gov through mid-May. We'll hear from an expert who can help you sign up. That's next on 217 Today.
I'm Farrah Anderson, a reporter with Illinois Public Media. Have you ever wondered how well our area is doing with COVID-19 contact tracing? Or how long local schools might continue to meet in person? If so, you have a place to ask. Simply go to illinoisnewsroom.org/ask and submit your question. Journalists at WILL will contact local newsmakers and find an answer. That's illinoisnewsroom.org/ask. It's your resource from Illinois Public Media to find out anything you'd like to know.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Among the healthcare-related executive orders signed by President Biden in recent months is one that reopened healthcare.gov for a special 3-month enrollment period, which started last month. That means people without health insurance can sign up for marketplace options offered through the Affordable Care Act outside of the normal enrollment period that ends in mid-December. Adani Sanchez is a client services coordinator for Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman about how she helps people find a health insurance plan that's right for them.
We look at prescriptions. What prescriptions do you take? How often do you take them? Do you see specialists? It might be really important for you to have a low copay to see a specialist. Do you get a lot of lab work done or x-rays? So deductibles are really important for that kind of lab work where you're kind of going in to get blood work drawn or use diagnostic equipment like x-rays, EKGs and stuff. So deductibles are really important for that kind of stuff. But if you're healthy and your main concern is getting in to see a doctor once a year, you could probably get a very cheap plan. It's kind of going to be catastrophic. So we can find that. That's going to be the best thing for you. Because sometimes people call us up and they're like, what's the best plan? And it's like, well, the best plan for you is going to be a plan that you can afford, a plan that covers the things that you need. And that's not going to be the same for everyone, right?
Have you been seeing more people seeking out help to sign up for health insurance because they lost their jobs due to the pandemic? Is that something you're seeing in this part of Central Illinois?
We're seeing it pick up. I think a lot of people have been dealing with more survival needs. And of course, I think that health insurance, you know, your health is important, but health insurance is sometimes a hassle, right? Healthcare is important, but health insurance is a hassle. So I think that we're seeing those numbers start to creep up now as people are kind of getting out of crisis, but I'm not sure if that people are getting out of crisis, actually. So I think people are just kind of now finding a little bit of attention and energy to pay to these other things that have been really pressing on them. So I don't want to say that people are out of crisis just yet. I think that people are still struggling a lot and they've just now been able to find some attention to be like, oh my God, what am I going to do about health insurance?
So an estimated 85% of Americans are eligible for subsidies that help lower the costs, but people don't always know they qualify. Has that been your experience? And what advice do you have for people if they're worried about the cost of health insurance?
Healthcare.gov is the only place where you're going to be able to find financial assistance for private plans. So you could go directly to a health insurance company, but even they would have to sign you up through healthcare.gov to get you financial assistance. So right now in 2021, the health insurance marketplace will offer subsidies for people all the way up to 400% of the federal poverty level. They move in a gradation. So the closer you are to 133% of the federal poverty level, the greater your subsidy is going to be. And then as you get closer to that 400% level, then it gets smaller. Things that might make your plan more expensive is having a higher income, being a smoker, unfortunately, and being older. So they can still charge people at different ages, different prices. If you want to see if you might be eligible, you enter in all your information, including the income, and they will let you know how much financial assistance you're eligible for. And you actually, if you wanted to go window shopping, you could go onto healthcare.gov and do their plan preview or search, see plans, and they can actually figure out, they can see if they might be eligible for a subsidy without having to do the whole application.
That's Adani Sanchez, Client Services Coordinator for Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. She spoke with Christine Herman. The special enrollment period for federal health insurance plans continues through May 15th. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says March starts off with sunny skies and cooler temperatures and a high of 42 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Gwen Skiles, Vivian Law, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.